Do you believe the saying, what goes around comes around? This is Father Scott C. Toller. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Wednesday, and if by this point in the week you're starting to feel overwhelmed by all of your responsibility, laugh. Laugh heartily. Find something that will make you laugh. Make somebody laugh and laugh with them. Be around people who, I'm not asking you to be around crude people or people who tell dirty jokes, just people who have a sense of humor in their life. That's a tremendous blessing to be around people who have a great sense of humor. Laughter is pain turned inside out. Laughter is the shock absorber of life's hard knocks. You don't stop laughing because you've grown old. You've grown old because you stop laughing. And you don't laugh necessarily because you feel good. You feel good because laughter releases natural painkillers called endorphins. Oh, you got to laugh, folks. That's why every day at the end of the program, I try to make you smile or laugh. Well, as we stay with the Beatitudes from Matthew's Gospel, today we reflect on Matthew chapter 5, verse 7. Blessed are the merciful, for mercy shall be theirs. You know, some Jewish words are very, very difficult to translate into English. And the word hesed, which is the word most often used for mercy in Hebrew, it's a difficult one to translate into English. Scripture scholars say it's most close to the meaning of covenantal love that invites imitation. That the covenantal love between God and His people and the people reflecting on God's love for them invites them to imitate that love. Well, what's that say about God when you say, blessed are the merciful, for mercy shall be theirs? It says that our God is a merciful God. A merciful God who does not hold our offenses against us. If you go and read, and I hope you'll do this, if you go and read Psalm 136, it's a litany of this merciful God. You know, there's a rhythm to it. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. For His mercy endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for His mercy endures forever. God's love, His hesed, is an enduring love that invites us to what? To imitation. We imitate in our earthly capacity and with our earthly abilities, we imitate the mercy of God. That is so important. St. John, the great St. John Chrysostom wrote, mercy imitates God and disappoints Satan. You've heard me say before that there is no laughter in hell. Hell is a place of despair. There's no laughter in hell. The devil does not like when we're laughing, especially if we're doing it in a very innocent way. There's a legal maxim, a legal saying, it goes like this. In case of doubt, it is best to lean to the side of mercy. Boy, that is so powerful, huh? So even the legal experts say, if you're in a doubtful situation here, lean more to the side of mercy. Give the people a little bit of the benefit of the doubt. Cut them some slack. Show mercy towards them. You know, in the days we live, we're all so afraid we're going to be taken advantage of, so we become hesitant. But no, there's no reason to be hesitant, right? Christ has died, Christ has risen, Christ will come again. Jesus is alive, He's alive, folks. And we will be blessed by God when we are merciful. Remember what Jesus said in chapter 7 of Luke's Gospel? Good measure pressed down overflowing will be poured into your lap because the measure you measure with will be measured back to you. The measure you measure with will be measured back to you? What's that say, huh? It says when we are merciful, we will experience mercy at the hands of God. When we show some extra kindness, we will experience kindness. When we are compassionate, we will experience compassion. So now you can see why I asked you at the beginning of the program, do you believe the saying, what goes around comes around? I call it the boomerang effect. So that when we throw the mercy out there, when we act in a merciful way, when we say something to cheer people up, when we do something to make their life easier, to make their life even livable, that's going to come back to us. Now, I'm not saying dollar per dollar or $2 for every $1 we give in a merciful way. I'm not talking about crude statistics or crude comparisons. God is God. All we can say is His ways are mysterious, but He never gives up on us. God is always involved in our life. God will show great mercy to those who have been merciful. And that's not easy. Especially if we're dealing with a person that we don't find that attractive. Or, because there's so much gossip around, we've heard stories about this person, and instead of giving them a chance, we just write them off immediately. And then we can't understand why they've turned to such anger, to violence. Their lives seem to be nothing but anger, profanity, and violence. Are you merciful, dear listener? Seriously, are you merciful? Do you go out of your way to be compassionate, especially those who cannot repay you? Isn't that what God's saying? The boomerang effect. Don't forget that, okay? It will come back to you. It will help you. It'll give you the ability to deal with the situation. What do I say on Wednesday? I always talk about humor at the beginning of the program on Wednesdays. Because, you know, out of that loving stance that you take, there's joy, there's laughter, there's solidarity. Are you a merciful person? Especially when it comes to children. How do you treat children? Remember, the way society treats a child is the way the child will treat the society. Having mercy and justice, because yesterday we talked about justice, so having them back-to-back days in our presentation of Scripture should not cause a conflict for us. I think one can be just and very merciful. I also think that the person can treat, those who can treat with charity people, that will lead eventually to justice. We see that all the time. When we hear about groups like Witness for Peace, who get involved in another society, in another culture, what the learning experience of that must be, and as they follow the example of that culture, they learn wonderful things, and most of all, they are a sign of the presence of God in people's lives. I mean, isn't that our vocation by baptism? Aren't we supposed to be signs of God's presence in people's lives? So we're able to balance justice and mercy. That leads me to the group I want you to pray for today. Border Patrol guards. You know, with the whole issue around immigration, that becomes a very important group of people that we need to pray for. Those who patrol our borders. They really need to be able to balance justice and compassion. Justice and compassion. They go hand in hand as far as I'm concerned. And we genuinely need to practice both of them. If we're strong on the justice aspect, then we need to really work on the side that calls us to be merciful. To have hands-on experience so that when we see the suffering of people, we will resonate with it. And on the other hand, we need to call people to justice, especially if relationships are being torn apart, ruined, because of a lack of justice. So, the mercy and the justice of patrol border guards, may God bless them with both those. Jesus keep them safe. Jesus give them the wisdom of Solomon. Jesus let them balance both justice and mercy. Today's food for thought, short but a good one. All people smile in the same language. Isn't that good? And we have more in common than we have that is not common among the different peoples of the world. All people smile in the same language. Wow, that's good. Now let me see if I can make you smile or laugh here with today's humor, okay? One newly hired man, who was thrilled to finally obtain group health insurance, became ill and had a costly office visit to a doctor's office. Unfortunately, when he applied for reimbursement, he found out that the whole group had to get sick before they would pay off. That's not really funny. Sometimes the health insurance plans can drive you crazy. Hard to understand them. But nonetheless, I think that's pretty cute. Okay. Would you like to contact me? Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. And why would you contact me? Well, I'd like to hear from my listeners. You can send me your prayer intentions. You can just let me know you listened to the program. That is so helpful. To actually know that people are listening. And for those of you who have dropped me a note, sent me an email, saying how much you enjoy it, respond to my newsletter on that response sheet you write, I faithfully listen to your program every day. One, thank you very, very much for letting me know there's actually listeners. Two, thank you for your kind words about how it's been helpful in your life. And three, some of you do financially help me or my hospital in Oaxaca. And I'm grateful for that. So if you would like to write a check, make it to Tash, T as in Thomas, A-S-H, Tash, and send it to Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Your gift will be a wonderful donation and support for the hospital. It is something you can write off on your taxes. And include something in your note to me, just to let me know if you have any prayers you want me, petitions that you want me to take to prayer, or just introduce yourself. I always get a great joy out of being able to hear from the people. So let me just say a word about my website right now. I don't know if you've had a chance yet to visit the website. The address is very simple, fatherscott.com, but you have to spell out father, F-A-T-H-E-R, one word, fatherscott.com. On there, there's always prayers, inspiration, humor. I talk about my hospital for the poor in Mexico. There's a link between my website and their websites, and their link is both in Spanish and English, so you could really learn a lot about that. So, visit my website. I think you'll like it. Well, let's pray at the beginning of the peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there's injury, pardon. Where there's doubt, faith. Where there's despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Joyful, joyful, Lord.